is a Fox News alert. Manhunt after a mass shooting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Police in Southern California are scouring an area east of Los Angeles. They're looking for a man who they say shot up a nightclub last night, killing at least 10 people.
There are at least 10 additional victims that were transported to numerous local hospitals and are listed in various conditions from stable to critical.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Captain Andrew Meyer, the rampage followed a Lunar New Year celebration. A motive hasn't been revealed. A search that lasted nearly 13 hours turned up more classified documents at one of President Biden's homes.
DOJ requested that the search not be made public in advance, which is likely why we were not told about it on Friday. In the briefing room, we asked the White House press secretary why Biden was going to Rehoboth. It's the summer home he usually goes to. He fairly often goes to Wilmington, but hardly ever goes to Rehoboth these days. And we wondered why he was going to Rehoboth this weekend instead of Wilmington. He declined to comment. Now we know there was a search ongoing at that time.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, Republicans and some Democrats are demanding answers. Change is coming to the West Wing. President Biden's top aide could be stepping down soon.
Ron Klain's departure is expected to happen in the coming weeks, and only a few months after the White House and Democrats had a better-than-expected showing in the November midterm elections, along with a handful of legislative successes like the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
That's Fox's Ted Lidner. An admission from an embattled GOP congressman, George Santos of New York, says he did dress up as a woman at a party in Brazil for fun, but he denied ever performing as a drag queen. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
An alleged murder-suicide pact didn't go as planned in Florida. Police in Daytona Beach say an elderly woman shot her terminally ill husband, then barricaded herself in his hospital room.
She killed him, and then she was going to turn the gun on herself, but decided she couldn't go through with it. So we were able to establish a dialogue with her. We used a distractionary device to get her to put that gun down.
Police Chief Takari Young, part of the hospital was evacuated while others took cover in locked rooms and closets. At this time, the woman has not been charged. Only one person made it out alive after a home caught fire in Washington state. Authorities say a child was able to escape the flames on Saturday morning. Three other children and two adults were killed. The home is located in the Capital State Forest, southwest of Olympia. The cause is under investigation. It's been 3 days since a California college student went missing in the Pacific Ocean. Hamza Al-Sadi was taking part in a polar plunge near San Francisco when he was hit by a large wave and pulled away from the shoreline. Friends who made it back to the beach called 911. Starting today, it's more expensive to mail something.
The U.S. Postal Service with new rates that include a 3-cent increase in the price of a first-class forever stamp from 60 cents to 63 cents. The cost to mail domestic postcards will jump from 44 cents to 48 cents. International postcard rates also up 5 cents to $1.45. Priority mail service will increase over 5%. Priority mail express service up over 6%. And first-class package service prices increase by almost 8%. Prices the U.S. Postal Service says are due to the rise of inflation.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.